Triple M, Mid North Coast. Good morning, everybody. It's 20 for Brekkie and the great Billy Joel there, and only the good die young, ain't it the truth? It is 5:08. Good morning. How are we? Hope you had a good Tuesday. We're in for a stinker today. Yes, partly cloudy with a high chance of showers in the south and a slight chance elsewhere and thunderstorms around this afternoon and evening. But we know what this is like. Some people will get drowned and other people will get nothing. But we do know the temperatures, even on the coast today, are going to be 31 degrees and inland up to about 36. Northerly winds for the boaties again today. So hat, sunscreen, water bottle weather today. Stay hydrated. She's going to be a stinker. Major news stories of the day. Britain's counter-terrorism police are investigating after three padded mailbags with what appears to be small explosives devices inside them were found in London. Now, you're going to hear and see a lot more about this later today. In Victoria, they're still battling the bushfires. Gee, they've had a really rough couple of weeks. And our thoughts are with the fireys who have come from all over Australia to that area of Victoria. Locally, with Lee this morning, more aged care nurses for the Mid-North Coast, which is great. Details coming up. And as I mentioned, out of 5 o'clock, Lane's Bridge on Rodeo Drive, Barraville, has reopened. In sport, this is a really disturbing story. In the NRL, legend Mark Geyer has said his family are devastated by claims made about his daughter Montana on social media. And locally in sport, the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight. And we've got some great surfing coming up this weekend and also greyhound racing. Warhope is the centre of attention on Saturday. On the show today, plenty happening, including another chance for you to go to round one of the NRL with the footies backpack. Thanks to Harvey Norman in the Port home zone. Yes, you might be off to the iconic SCG for the two 1908 clubs to go hammer and tong at each other, the Roosters and the Rabbits, on Friday night, the 15th. Of March. Wow. Coverage starts on Thursday as Triple M rocks the footy. It is a marvellous prize. We'll talk more about that later. You'll have to play the NRL quiz to win. Also coming up, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. And look, I got sent one by a mate of mine overnight. He's a muso, this bloke. Now, this has arrived. I'm just looking at the time here. And it is arrived at 1:29 a.m. I had my phone on mute, so it didn't ping. And it goes like this, people. Have you heard of Murphy's Law? Yeah. What is it? If something goes wrong, it will go wrong. Right. Have you heard of Cole's Law? No. What is it? Thinly sliced cabbage. Oh, Tony, please. Come on. Fair dinkum. The best worst dad joke will receive a lovely lunch at the Port City Bowling Club. Thanks to Harrington Mechanical. They've been great sponsors of Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. Also coming up, what's on the Mid-North Coast today with Christy, and $1,000 up for grabs on the birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of David Gilmour, Steve Vizard, and the great Michelangelo. So that's what's coming up on the show.
Across the Mid-North Coast, Strawny for breakfast.
Feels good. Oh, 13 27 10 is our telephone number, 5 to 6 clubbers. You can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or renewed our website, Triple M Mid North Coast, where if you missed any part of the show or to subscribe to our daily podcast downloads, just go to the free Triple M app. It's 5:11.
How green was my cactus? Yeah. On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Cactus.com.au.
Mr. Sheen, la 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 la.
Silly Billy House, la, 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 our great la, la, taxpayer-funded mansion on the shore of Smogney Harbour, home to PM ScoMo and First Lady Jenmo.
Gosh, I'm certainly going through the Mr. Sheen in a house this size, ScoMo, love.
Oh, don't spray my bald spot, Jenmo. I mean, fair dinkum.
I'm polishing all the woodwork, love.
It makes my baseball cap slip off. It's embarrassing.
Hey, so-so. You and me gotta talk, capish?
It's ScoMo.
Oh, poo, it's that awful Green Party godfather, Richard Corleone.
Hey, listen, lady, that's a nice can of lemon-scented furniture polish for all household surfaces you got there. You wouldn't want anything to happen to it, would you?
You're such a kooky old thing.
Hey, don't call me kooky. You want to sleep with the fishes? Like a few sardines to make your bed all slimy and stink up your sheets, huh?
But your Green Party policies are kooky, Richard.
Like that jolly global warming palaver you go on about.
Hey, that's what I'm here about. It ain't palaver. Didn't you catch Sir David Attenborough's speech to the UN climate conference? Climate change is gonna whack the whole goddamn planet.
Oh, he's just old and set in his ways. But look, I sympathise with the world's dire predicament, but I just don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, it's not as if one dead planet will affect my chances of winning the election.
Well, you're kidding me.
I mean, these science boffins who believe this drivel should look at the facts. We'd never even heard of global warming when we were kids. We went without, and we were just as happy as kids today. So they should just shut up about climate change for the sake of the kiddies.
Oh, my supreme being of choice.
And never has Queen Bessie of Buckinghuge Palace ever raised global warming in a Christmas message or shown any interest in it. And she's our head of state, Richard.
Oh, unbelievable.
You see, Richard, you're just not looking at the small picture.
Oh, what's the use? This man puts the yes back in yesteryear and the F-U back in future.
How green was my cactus? On Triple M for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe.
Stocking a huge range of designer pots and brand new water features in stock now.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is with all the fishing news in the dark. That one and only legend in the dark, Bluey Waters. How are you, Bluey?
Morning, Shorty, and I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, 6:42, the light starts to come in this morning, so...
Getting close to 7 o'clock.
I know. Ooh, 1 month and 1 day we are from getting away from daylight saving. Sunday, the 7th of April, Bluey, we'll go back to our normal days for a little while.
Shocking.
Yeah, I know. How did you go yesterday, though, in all that?
Well, we didn't do too bad, but in the end, that northeaster did beat us yesterday. I was surprised how strong it was. And, we were home by lunchtime, unfortunately. A couple of fish in the bag, a couple of nice handy brim and a couple of blackfish, but no flathead, no whiting. Just one of those sort of days it was, yeah. Nothing really exciting. Didn't get you excited, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. Now, today you've got your cloud cover, probably showers and storms in the afternoon, but you're northerly howling again. A beautiful rising tide up to about 9:30 before the northeaster hits. Where do you think we should go?
Well, again, we're going to have the same scenario as yesterday, aren't we? So we're just basically out for the estuary. We'll go to the northern banks and we'll try for a brim or a blackfish on prawns and be home early, I suppose. We'll get a couple of hours in. But as you said, that northerly's going to hit us again today. And it's going to be a bit more consistent, I think. So basically it'll start from the north, swing around to the northeast during the course of the morning. And I think we'll be home by lunchtime.
Now, I had a call from the Kiss of Death, Al from Mulloway, yesterday. He said it's been stinking hot. Imagine the prison farm. It's going to be about... that's what he calls the sawmill, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
About 36 degrees there today. I said, hey, listen, the wind's going to 20 knots. You know, did you have the tarp off the boat? He denies anything, but I don't know, Bluey.
Yeah. Something going on up there.
Yeah, there is.
We've been having fish for probably 6 months now. So whether they're blooming amongst themselves, I don't know what it is.
Oh, but
there's something happening up there.
There is. And they're out this weekend along with Laurieton.
Yeah, Laurieton, United Services Fishing Club. They've got their monthly comp on. It's a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with the barbecue. Barbecue starts at 12 o'clock. And, of course, the Wagunga Fishers are out this weekend. 1 o'clock weigh-in back of the bolo with the barbecue.
Okay, all right, Bluey. And we're 1 week and 1 day away from the NRL kicking off. And you're excited about that. And I know the Duck was seeking exemption to come into the tipping comp. Has he contacted you?
No, I haven't heard from him.
Well, the Duck is keen. The Duck is keen because he's retired now. Every day is Saturday. He has 7 Saturdays in the week, Bluey. Can you believe that?
How good's that, eh?
You know what he did the other day? He's a funny bloke, but honestly, you talk about someone with way too much time in his hands, and he sent me photos, right? He's sending me photos of when he rearranged, right, his T-shirt collection in his wardrobe. I couldn't make it up.
He needs cancelling.
Right, there's a pile of Elvis ones, right? There's a pile of travel ones. And a pile of various ones. And can I tell you, Bluey, this won't surprise you, the pile of Elvis T-shirts outnumbers the rest 2-1.
That does not surprise me.
Oh, no, it is. Listen, if you ever get to the stage of rearranging your T-shirts and sending me photos, I'll know you are retired, Bluey.
Okay.
All right. And if it happens with me, the same thing. Actually, you might get a gun and shoot me, I think. Just repeating today, for those fishos heading out, you better be quick. The nor'easter's going to blow. You're sending us out to the northern banks.
Yeah, we're out to the northern banks. Take a few prawns and try for a quality brim or a big blackfish.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Thanks to the Future Pool Company, making your dream pool a reality.
This is the Mid-North Coast's Triple M News.
A possible thunderstorm and top of 34 on the Mid-North Coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Aged care back on the agenda with federal government announcing 432 places for the Cowper electorate, including 202 for Port Macquarie. Most of those will be at Highfield Manor and R Care, a few also for Regis. It comes in the lead up to a special aged care conference on dementia known as the Red Conference. Cara Nicholson from Omnicare says it's March 28 and 29 and it sails Port Macquarie.
And it really is a practical work conference that will allow people to have a better understanding of what dementia is. There's a lot of misunderstandings around dementia. And so one of the great things about the conference is that it will tackle the stigma that's often attached to a diagnosis.
Women's health, social and economic empowerment are the focuses across the Mid-North Coast this week as part of the first ever Women's Week in New South Wales. It comes in the lead-up to International Women's Day on Friday, with more than 35 organisations across the state granted funding to hold events. Port Macquarie Historical Society hosting one of those events, known as Her Stories. It's seeing a heritage and museums consultant share female stories in history. Get in contact with the society for more information. There's a new campaign coming out of Kempsey Shire Council entitled I Love Macleay Valley Coast. It's looking to inspire day trippers, especially from wider parts of the region, to pay a visit and discover what the area has to offer. Kempsey Shire Council's Marilyn Breen says it's set to give businesses a series of local legend profiles showcasing the region's diversity and culture.
Campaign to take pride in all of the great people that live and work within our area. We're looking to promote businesses and locals who have really got some fabulous stuff happening. And a lot of people don't know about them, even though they might be businesses that have been here for years.
And Lanes Bridge on Rodeo Drive, Bowraville is reopened after having to close for a time yesterday. Now to sport. The weekend's Coffs Harbour try was a big one and a local competitor right up there at the end. Port Macquarie's Harry Jones finished fourth overall and an impressive first in the 25 to 29 years old age group. He came home with a time of 1 hour, 59 minutes and 40 seconds, not too far back from the winner, Queensland Samuel Batten. He started off with a relatively conservative swim compared to those around him before a solid cycle and an impressive run. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a north to northeasterly wind blowing already this morning, but it's producing really clean conditions in those protected northern corners. In the northern corners have some great waves. The swells out of the northeast also. Wave size is around that 3 to 4 feet mark with the occasional bigger set coming through. The open beach is also worth a look for that early to mid-morning surf. We do have a high tide around 10 o'clock this morning. I think the waves will be going off around that time. Low tide is around 4 o'clock this afternoon and the water temperature is around 20 to 22 degrees.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Macleay Valley.
Tickets for the Red Hot Summer Tour March 16, headlined by Susie Quattro, are down to the last 150. You'll have to be quick. Head to Ticketmaster to grab yours. The damning Leaving Neverland documentary has finally hit TV screens around the world and Michael Jackson fans are working incredibly hard to silence it. Professional wrestler King Kong Bundy, who famously squared off against Hulk Hogan in a steel cage and who appeared on Married with Children, has died at age 61. And much-loved Irish folk artist and legend Luca Bloom plays the Glass House tonight. Tickets are around $60. For old Luca, he's one of us. He laments the way kids experience music these days.
They're experiencing it from the cloud, from the internet, and they're hearing a song by a band or they're seeing something on YouTube, you know, and so this diminishes the whole concept of a record as a body of work, like an art exhibition, mm-hmm. which is what a record is to me. It's like an exhibit of art.
Across the Mid-North Coast.
Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M and the footy's backpack. Your chance to head off to the first round of the NRL coming up after 7. It is Don't Pay the Ferryman there, the great Chris de Burgh at 8 to 7.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton news agencies.
Here he is, the bearded wonder himself. I always like to give him a different intro.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
A different intro each day. G'day, Lee. How are we?
I'm very good. Good morning to you. Good morning to Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, still basking in the glory of the Blue Oval. Beating your Holdens.
Oh, jeez. It was a disaster.
It's long season, though. It's only one round.
Yeah, I know. But they've had a good start.
They have.
Plenty to come. Interesting, yeah.
All right, what are the papers saying today? Notice the Telegraph has a photograph of the Colosseum on the front page.
Colosseum or Allianz Stadium? We don't know. Bloodsport is the headline. The battle over Sydney's stadium plan reached gladiatorial proportions yesterday with an extraordinary live on-air threat by opposition leader Michael Daly to sack the entire SCG board if he wins this month's election. Mr. Daly told 2GB's Alan Jones he would slay the plan and sack Jones and his fellow trust board mates. As well as that, lock up for risky refugees, potentially dangerous asylum seekers who have been red flagged by Australian security officials will be locked up in a high security section of Christmas Island if they try to take advantage of Labor's new medevac laws. And NRL legend sex tape fury, rugby league great Mark Geyer has vowed to launch legal action to clear the name of his daughter who has been wrongly linked to the Penrith Panthers sex tape scandal. And in the Sydney Morning Herald today, the headline, similar, Daly ignites stadium firefight. New South Wales Labor leader Michael Daly has picked a fight with some of Sydney's most powerful figures as he attempts to revive his signature election issue, and that, of course, being stadiums, schools before stadiums. And from jet setter to a police cell, 4 years of extravagant travel and luxury holidays ended for Rosemary Rogers yesterday when she was charged over fraud worth $40 million at the NAB Bank.
All right, Lee, thank you very much. It's not actually a cup of coffee and a bit of cake, is it?
No,
40 million?
It's a bit of money, isn't it?
Holy,
I don't know how she got away with that for so long.
Jeez, fair dinkum. Oh. Anyway, your lead story today, some good news for aged care on the Mid-North Coast.
Yeah, certainly is. Those in the aged care will get more places. The federal electorate of Cowper is getting some 434. 105 of those will be going to Highfield Manor in Port Macquarie, 91 at R-Care and 6 at Regis. So that'll all be coming in the coming months, you would say. So some very good news there, of course,
good on
as
you.
Well.
Thank you, Lee. He's toddling off down to his little newsroom down the hallway and he'll be back with all the latest in around 7 minutes' time from now. Marina with the traffic next.
Triple M rocks the footy in 2019. To celebrate, Strawny's giving you the chance to win the footy's backpack.
Unbelievable!
A double pass to the opening round Rooster South's game at the SCG. Overnight accommodation, an NRL footy, and Triple M gear. All you've got to do is tackle the NRL quiz. The footy's back. Pack is the green light in the bunker of life. Powered by Harvey Norman, your furniture superstore in Port Macquarie. Triple.
Yeah, that it is. That it is. And we go to Joe first up this morning. G'day, Joe. Where are you calling from?
Maxville, buddy.
Beautiful Maxville. Ah, magnificent. And talk about near Maxville and not really rugby league, but rugby union. The Goannas have their sign-on day tonight in Barrowville. It's going to be a lazy 36 in Barrowville today. I'll bet you they don't go for a run around the oval, Joe. Now, this is very simple. Who is this legendary commentator?
It goes to Lydiard, he's flying, he curves it back inside, the ball's loose, it's picked up by Kenny, okay, it's over for a try. Yes, a try by Kenny. Well, I was just about to say that I thought Parramatta were on top in this early stage of the game, and they certainly are, as Manly made a bad handling error there.
All righty, Joe, who is that?
It'd be Rabbit Warren, wouldn't it?
Oh, no, it's not Ray Warren. Gee, I can't believe that. Triple M, good morning. How are you, Gary, in Port Macquarie?
Good, Strawny. How are you, mate?
Who was that, Gary?
Well, I know he used to sing songs, but I can't think of his name.
Oh,
a bit of a plank.
Gary, he's a legend. Oh, no. Triple M, good morning. We go to Barnsley, who absolutely copped a hammering for all his mates yesterday for not getting that right. Now, who is that, Barnsley? Come on.
I'm probably going to cop it again. What about Peter Sterling?
Peter Sterling. And listen, Barnsley, give yourself an uppercut. Fair dinkum. Who? I can't believe this. That shows you how old I am, I suppose. Triple M, good morning. Who have I got there?
Kevin, Port Macquarie, mate.
Kevin in Port Macquarie. For goodness sake, tell everybody who it is.
Geez, I reckon it might be the legendary. It's long enough, it's high enough, it's straight between the pups. Frank Hyde.
Frank Hyde it is. Now, Kevin, I've got to say, if your memory is that good, and of course it was the legendary Frank Hyde, who we all grew up with, listening to 2SM in Sydney, and that was right. Who were we talking to? Gary said he used to sing a song. Remember he used to sing Danny Boy after he'd finished calling the footy every Sunday?
Oh, yeah. he tried to sing anyway.
Yeah, he did. Now, that was from his last match that he called. It was the 1983 Grand Final with Parramatta and Manly. It was great. Now, listen, you are, Kevin, in the draw on Friday to pick up the footies backpack. Thanks to Harvey's. It is a great prize. You're going to the legendary SCG, where Frank called that game. You're going to see the Roosters and the Rabbits. You've got accommodation. You've got your backpack. You've got the Triple M merchandise. You've got your footy. Congratulations, champion. Hold the line. We'll get your details. More of the footy's backpack tomorrow. Thanks to Harvey Norman right here. Triple
and I was
M.
Like, what?
The footy. Oh, I said what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, we're ready to go. Our favourite part of the week at 12 to 8. We go to Harry first up this morning. Harry, good morning. What's your yarn for us today?
Yeah, mate, just a quick one. Old Daffy Duck, he's on a dirty weekend and he's going all right and he's got Daisy Duck upstairs. And he rings reception, and he goes, "Hello, reception. It's Daffy Duck here. Do you have any condoms?"
No. Oh, I knew that was going there. Look, I know, Harry. I know it's a funny yarn, but you can't tell it at breakfast, all right? Okie dokie. Where we go to Mark in Lakewood. Mark, please don't do anything to me again like that. What is your yarn for us today, Mark?
A clean one, mate.
That's good, please.
Yeah, down at the sewerage works there, they had a plumber working for them. He didn't do much. He just went through the motion.
No! Oh, fair dinkum. Now, on the highway, Jed. Good morning, Jed. What's your yarn for us?
Mate, did you hear about the radio announcer who couldn't come to work?
Go on.
He was feeling a little hoarse. He's been arrested and the police are now investigating.
Don't tell me he's in a stable condition. No! Somebody stop me. Triple M, Mid-North Coast, it's Trotty Fabrecki. The $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8. And, of course, more bill busters today as well as Triple M rocks your bank account.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured. And I was like, what?
Oh, I see what you did there. An electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, we go to the soundproof booth and the great Glenn Stewart. Hello, Glenn.
How are you, mate?
Oh, terrific. Listen, I had to chop the first bloke. I knew where he was going, but come on, it's breakfast. There's little kids listening. I know it's a good joke, Harry, but we shan't be telling that on breakfast, all right? Now, out of Mark and Jeff, two remaining jokes, who did you like out of that lot?
I think it's got to be Mark from Lakewood, mate.
Yeah, is it going through the motions? you know what he says when he opens? He goes, oh, this isn't a dirty one. You're in a sewage treatment works. Anyway, Mark, get your mind out of the S bend. You're off to go and wash your hands, have a shower, and head out to the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant.
You've got to stop showing me the jokes before.
And you will have a great time. Thanks to Harrington Mechanical. You're off to have a great dinner at the wonderful Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant. Now it's been a really big few weeks for you at the club. What's happening this week, Glenn?
So we've got $4,500 in the members' draw.
$4,500 in the members' draw tonight.
I'm hearing some rumblings about Jerry's question, so I haven't heard it yet.
Well, I've got another one for you. That was a good one last week, wasn't it?
It was great.
All righty. Now, here we go. Jezza sent me this yesterday. I'm scrolling through here. Here it is. Which state's female cricket team is nicknamed the Scorpions? All right, Jerry's question for Triple M listeners going along to the trivia tonight. Stop laughing. Which state's female cricket team is nicknamed the Scorpions? Is it Victoria, Western Australia or South Australia? All right, that's Jerry's getting question for tonight. Now, what have you got for us as far as entertainment this week, great man?
So Friday we've got the Mark Brooker Band, the duo. These guys are great. And the Steve Boardman. Now, Steve's new, so we've been getting a couple of newies lately. So Lukey's been grinding away trying to get some new acts for us. So, yeah, Steve Boardman's apparently really good too.
And we've got to mention, coming up about the big family bowls day for members, it's going to be an absolute cracker coming up on Sunday week.
Yeah. Jumping castles and face painting and stuff like that for the kids, and it's a $2 or gold coin donation.
There you go. And a special master's clinic also being done by Glenn Stewart.
Phil Baker, actually.
Phil Baker.
At least you've got to have your feet in the right position.
Mate, we gave him heaps on his birthday. Did he take it all right last week?
He's pretty good, actually.
All right. Good on you, Phil. Thank you.
Don't forget, Strawn.
Yes.
I'm hearing some rumblings that you and I should go pose each other on in our tipping comp.
Oh, yeah. I've been talking about that for the most of the week. 25 bucks in, plus the club's going to throw in another 400. It'll be a healthy kitty. 2 grand final tickets on offer and the title of Living Legend. As, we go off, we go up against each other, the great Glenn Stewart and myself.
You can pick the Roosters every week and I won't pick the Knights every week.
You do. I know you do. Because didn't you take them one time? Your mates have never let you live it down.
I think they do.
All right. Okay, there it is. It starts next Thursday. Pay at the change box there, 25 bucks, and come and join Glenn and I. Thank you, great man.
Thanks, buddy.
Triple M right across the coast from the best address in Australia. Yes, indeedy, it is go out of there and solid rock. It is 13 past 8. Let's see if we can give away some solid cash.
Triple M. Triple M birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
I have a very excited Elizabeth ready to spin the wheel this morning in Port Macquarie. G'day, Elizabeth. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. Now, Elizabeth, can you feel it in your bones? Are we going to get wet today?
No.
Oh, don't say that, Elizabeth! I hope you're wrong, but anyway, if you feel it, it may be true. Oh, crikey, that's not good news. Let's try and rain money anyway on your parade there, Elizabeth, thanks to 40 Winks. What number are we looking for you?
10, please.
10, all right, Elizabeth. Come on, number 10 for Elizabeth. 10 for Elizabeth, 10 for Elizabeth. Come on, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. Yeah, it's just gone past. It's 3 days in a row. It lands on the number 5. Can't give you the cash, Elizabeth, but end of the month, Christy's got the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. And I really hope you're wrong about the weather today, but you're probably right. Thank you, Elizabeth. Now, also local birthdays today. We've got to say a very special shout-out to Kerry Alaban from AJ Bricks, who is the oldest bricklayer in the Hastings. Yeah. Now, good on you, Kerry. I bet you're still throwing a few there today. And don't take any lip from those blokes. From all your staff, have a great day today, Kerry. Now, also birthdaying today, this is a really special one. Happy birthday going out to Hazel Gill. Good on you, Hazel, from husband Les, your family and friends and 4 grandkids. You're not going skydiving today, are you, Hazel? We'll see. Enjoy the day. I know you're going to be spoilt rotten. Good on you, Hazel. Now, people like Hazel and Elizabeth are sharing their birthdays with the great guitarist David Gilmour from Pink Floyd, Steve Vizard, and the bloke who finished his Columbines before finishing the Sistine Chapel, the great Michelangelo, born on this day, the 6th of March.
One, two,
the Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, it's 11 to 9. You do have a shoe museum, don't you?
Oh, I don't really want to admit it.
There it
I
is,
do have you? A lot of clothes and a lot of shoes.
Would you have more handbags or more shoes?
No, more shoes.
More shoes. I knew.
I'm not a handbag person, actually. I get around with a one of those phone wallets that you have.
Okay.
Which you and I get confused with because they're both the same colour and they look the same and we steal each other's phones.
I know. And, you know, some of those handbags are so small and yet you read about them in the trashy magazines. They're worth about 40 grand. Hello, those little, you know, the designer ones?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Crikey.
And actually, I'm sure a lot of women would agree
have a boat.
With me. No, when you get too big a handbag,
yeah.
you can't find things. I get in trouble for not finding my roller door key because it's somewhere stashed in there.
I call Deb's really, one of her bags, the bag of death. It has got everything in there. Believe me, you wouldn't know what you'd find in there. Anyway, what's happening today, Christy?
The Kempsey Legal Aid Family Law Advice Clinic is open today from 1:30 to 3:30 at the Kempsey Neighbourhood Centre in Kemp Street. And the Port Macquarie Swim Club meet tonight at the pool in Gordon Street. And, of course, the Laurieton United Services Club are looking for Apex members. The club wants past and present members of Zone 10 of the Association of Apex Clubs of Australia. Zone 10 is from Sydney Harbour all the way through to Kempsey. A reunion is to be held in Laurieton at the Laurieton United Services Club on Thursday of next week.
That's
which
next
is
week,
March
yeah.
14. And 6 o'clock tonight, the Barrowville Goannas have their sign-on day at the Oval, so get along for that.
And in a first for Strawdy's Brekkie Show, we have what, Christy?
A lost pram.
Where from?
I have to reiterate, no baby was
no
lost
baby
in there
was still
well.
In the pram.
So
yeah.
I lost pram yesterday afternoon. A couple left their pram at Town Beach. So call the station 132710 if you do have any details on that or found the pram.
Good on you, Christy. And remember,
if you have a not-for-profit event, you can let us know at triplem.com.au. That's where you can share that event with us or find out what else is on.
It's Triple M. Triple M, Mid-North Coast. That's it for Strawdy's Brekkie Show for today. Thanks for your company. Don't forget, our lucky member straw at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, tonight stands at $4,000. Yeah. If you missed any part of the show, just go to the Triple M website, go to my page and press catch up. It's all there. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday. Ray after 9 on 131 873.